For the purpose of the record, let me restate that. Welcome to the 2 p.m. February 19th, 2019 Boards and Commission Subcommittee meeting. I am Councilwoman Diller, and I am joined at the table by President Hartley Nagel, Council Members Kilpatrick and Carter and Smiley and Durham and Cartier and Woods, and my aide, Mary Lee Murphy DeCaro. And do we have a motion on the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes of November 20th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. So we have a number of people on the agenda, and the first person that I would like to call is Vicki Bandy, if she is here.
She is.
Come on down to the end of the table.
And
well, it is whatever you want to call it. If you call it the end, there are two ends. So everyone should have received all of the resumes of folks who are being interviewed today. And so, Ms. Bandy, you come with so much experience. We're thrilled to have you. As a matter of fact, this is the resolution that we're thanking you for your service. And I debated as to whether or not we should give this to you today, but I think we will, mostly because it'll get lost in another couple of years. So, yes, Mr. Smiley.
I think you'll hold it until she completes this one.
That is
we're saving paper then, right?
Yeah.
We just, this day and.
I'm just trying to keep things moving off my desk. So this is yours.
Yeah, I'll just bring it back and add an addendum.
And anyway, are there any, would you like to make a statement as
not
to,
really.
Not really? Okay. Well, Mr. Smiley, you have a question?
No, I just want to thank you for returning to the battlefield.
Oh, thank you, George.
You served a lot of time there and did a lot of good, and we appreciate you coming back during these times when it's so sorely needed.
Well, thank you.
And we've been joined by Councilmember Hollins. Yes, Ms. Wood.
And I just, again, also wanted to thank you so much for coming back. As you know, I had asked you to please not leave. And you've done an excellent job and have a lot of experience and contributed a great deal of knowledge. And thank you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Woods, did you have your...
Yeah, I just want to say, when I received the letter of resignation, I was a little disappointed, obviously, but kind of knew the circumstances and where things were going. And just for I was so happy to hear this part.
Thank you.
That you were back and, you know, that it wasn't going to happen. And
thank you.
Now you lead that charge and maybe get things right.
That would be interesting.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
I would like to say one thing, actually, because the board is a little short of members.
Yes.
At the time, and in looking through your districts for people to fill those positions, I hope that some of them have a gender F after their name, because right now I'm the only woman.
You're feeling alone.
I think that's an advantage.
I don't know. I just think it's nice to be represented. Also, racially, I think we could be a little bit more diverse.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Just thank you for coming. I think, and I was going into the woman thing, I guess, that it's good to have a strong woman at the head of this board.
Thank you.
And obviously very knowledgeable. So thank you for coming back. It's, as you know, it's not easy getting volunteers these days.
No, it's not.
Thank you. And all of the resolutions will be on the consent agenda at the next council meeting. So, and okay. You do not feel that you have to attend that meeting.
Unless you miss us and want to come back.
Yes, unless you're really, really craving council attention.
Yeah.
So.
It's really hard to stay up that late.
I understand.
That's why we backed our meeting up a half hour.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you. We'll see you soon.
That
and
was,
we'll vote on it next week.
That was easier than Karen had.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Thank you again. And make sure you take this. And just get lost in the files on my desk.
Thanks a lot.
Did the resolution have to be signed?
It was already signed, I think.
It was from a long time ago.
It was from a long time. It was from November. I mean, like, way before she was...
Yeah, it was...
Before she decided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Renee Spruill?
Yes, present.
Please come on over. And the next three candidate... Well, the next two candidates are for the Housing Advisory Board, the newly reconfigured Housing Advisory Board, which is very exciting. Everyone should have had Ms. Spruill's resume, and if you would like to make an opening statement before I open it to the council members.
Okay. Just to give you a little information about myself, I am a real estate agent. I've been a licensed realtor for almost 14 years now, primarily working in Newcastle County from Claymont to Middletown. A little bit of Smyrna and Dover, but primarily Newcastle County. I have worked a lot with first-time homebuyers. It's really kind of been my niche and where I focused. And I've worked a lot with a lot of the nonprofits, as well as the City of Wilmington, helping to implement their neighborhood stabilization program and implement some of their affordable housing initiatives and, you know, put people who are moderate low income into their first homes. And I find a lot of pleasure in that and helping people, just the feeling that people get when they have their first home, they get their keys, and just kind of starting life out, and I know that's important. So I decided that I would like to volunteer for the board because it's just a way to give back, and I think that's really important.
Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. I know that we're very excited to see this board get up and running again, and we really appreciate those of you who have volunteered to do so and be part of it and get it moving. So thank you very much for your service. Are there any questions or, yes, Mr. Carter?
Well, I'm struggling to figure out how we can handle some of the affordable housing needs in the rural area down in the southern part of the Newcastle. I don't know if you have any experience, or I know you've talked about Middletown and down Smyrna. Is there anything in between those areas?
To be perfectly honest, I have not. Most of my concentration has been further north. A lot of it has been within the City of Wilmington. But with my background, one of the things that I mentioned to Susan when I initially had the conversation about the board with her is that I think it's important to talk to all the stakeholders. So the idea would be to talk to what are the objectives of the council people, particularly in their district, because they know what their needs are in that particular district, as well as talk to the county executive and his objectives, including the organizations that service those areas. So what do they see? Because they're the ones with the boots on the ground. So what do they see as the needs are in those areas, and what are their suggestions, and kind of take that into consideration. So I'm willing to learn what I don't know. And I think it's important that when this board starts off, that's the way it starts, in terms of just kind of doing just some analysis on what the needs are and what do the stakeholders and the people in that area already see as the needs, and then seeing what we can come to make suggestions on what to offer based on that.
Good. I'm trying to put that together now. Unfortunately, in the rural area, I have a lot of low-income people, and we have very few services. It's an issue that we deal with in the rural area that I'm really struggling with. So
yeah.
I do have a group of students that are going to help me. It's going to be a struggle for us.
Okay.
It's probably a little different than what we've tried to tackle in the past.
Yeah.
So I'll see what I can pull together and bring it on there.
Okay.
Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Obviously, I can't resist the temptation here when it comes to affordable housing. But I just do want to say, since we are renewing this board, something that we try to get started, and the housing bubble dispersed, and there was no money. These funds are provided whenever there's a rezoning in Newcastle County. Their housing trust fund is funded from $7 to over $1,000 of construction dollars goes into this fund.
Mm-hmm.
So now it has grown. And right now I think we're sitting at about $1.6 million. But the beauty is that every time there's housing being built in Newcastle County, that those funds will continue to go to the housing trust fund. And it's part of a broader strategy for Newcastle County that we want to be able to provide housing opportunities for people of every stage of their life. And so with our what we call moderate price dwelling units legislation, that requires Newcastle County for every rezoning that 20% of those units will be for moderate and low-income people.
Mm-hmm.
Most development in that particular, that takes advantage of that, most of the houses are moderate price. So with the housing trust fund, what I've been saying over and over again, we still have to reach another population that is low income people. Because right now we have a number of programs that takes care of, to the extent that we can, moderate price owners in Castle County. So the population that's been left out of most of our planning and policies has been low-income people. So the only money we have for low-income people is Section 8. It's limited. We have about 1,600 clients in that program. There's always a waiting list. I think the last time we opened it, we had about 7,000 people to apply. We sent out about 500 people in a lottery. Of that 500, it'll sort of take us 3 or 4 years to even get that one down. So for this, I'm saying all this so that when you're there meeting, once you get this up and running, so at least you know what my priorities are in terms of, and that's what I tried to stress in the legislation, that Newcastle County has to focus on populations that are low income. Mm-hmm. I've always talked about reentry, talked about seniors, because we always have a waiting list for seniors. The money we get is federal dollars. It always runs out. We never have enough. So everything the government supplies is always never enough. So this is an opportunity for us to take local dollars to address a need that I think is very critical when it comes to housing opportunities for everybody in Newcastle County at every level of income. Mm-hmm. So that's what this is all about, and I just want to make certain that I'm hoping that as you are sitting in these deliberations and when ideas are coming before the board and the board will make the recommendations for the county council for approval, I'm hoping that there'll be folk on this board to realize that the real need in Newcastle County is those folks who are making up to 65% of the average median of the annual median income. Now the legislation says 65 and 85. My preference is to focus on up to the 65. I just had to get that. And I'm sure Tiffany's listening to
this. I am.
Any further questions? So we've been joined by Councilman Tackett. Thank you. We look forward to voting on the resolution to appoint you, and that will be done next Tuesday night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
And by the way, I just want to add, all my contact information is listed, so if you guys think of anything that you would like to forward or communicate, I'm always open. So please feel free to reach out anytime.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Earle? Good afternoon, and thank you so much for coming in. Ms. Earle is another appointment for our newly reconstituted Housing Advisory Board. Would you like to make a statement?
Sure. So I think for the last approximately 20 years, I've worked with vulnerable populations, and I think that's been an asset, and I think that'll be an asset coming to this board. Working with children aging out of foster care, children that have been adopted, and now I currently work with an aging population and disabled population, and then personal experience have worked and assisted members of the community that are homeless, that are being evicted, have had utilities shut off, and supported them through a process. So I think I have a unique kind of perspective when it comes to housing, and in terms of income and where some of our elderly population kind of live in terms of their income that's not going to change. And I find many of those individuals are in communities that may have a landlord or such that now the property's being sold or there's some change and they had an agreement and no longer are going to be able to stay there. So we work. I've worked diligently to assist them, but the resources are limited. And so I want to do what I can through this board to support, everyone achieve housing and to have stable housing. Because for me, I think housing is kind of the root of it and has impacts in other areas concerning health and your just overall well-being. So that's who I am.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from council? Mr. Hollins.
Let me just repeat to Tiffany what I said to the...
I think she actually gets that part, but all... Go ahead.
No, but I did meet Tiffany. As a matter of fact, you were there as well, Madam Chair, back during the fall of last year when Jack and Jill had the...
Oh, yes, okay.
...here at the chamber, and Tiffany expressed to me at that time her interest in wanting to be serving on Newcastle County in some capacity to support any housing opportunities that we had here, and that's what I mentioned to Tiffany. I just mentioned to her something different, but also said this would be something that she could be interested in, and she has diligently followed up, sent me emails every other week to see just where were we with this. So I'm really pleased that, you know, she stuck with it, and obviously she's very sincere about trying to help us.
I was going to say your background is very impressive in areas that we need to have work done in. So thank you so much for following up with him and making this all happen. Thanks so much. Any other questions or comments from council members? Yes, Ms. Durham.
Just if it's a newly reconstituted board, I'm just wondering, we now have two members, or we will soon. Are there, it's being merged with the other board? How many? I guess my ultimate question is
how
many?
We have a total of 9 to be appointed. And those are county executive appointments. So, Sue, do you have an update that Sue Moore from the county executive's office?
Hi, thank you, Sue Moore, county executive's office. So it's an amended board, right? Because the board that we had, along with rental advisory board, we weren't able to maintain enrollment with membership. So we weren't able to touch the housing trust fund in order to make distributions. So the housing advisory board was amended to include parts of rental housing as well, so we're kind of starting from scratch. Some of the members that may have been involved in the past were either had left their previous jobs, which kept them associated with the board in specific roles. So this is kind of from scratch. So we have these two young ladies right now, and we've got a few more that are in the pipeline coming up. So we hope to have it together within the next 4 to 6 weeks. Is a wish, but that's what we're aiming for.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? Mr. Carter?
I just want to thank you. I was impressed by all of your social work background. And I will probably be contacting you. One of my biggest fears is to try and get housing, affordable housing in Southern Castle County. Is that we are concentrating it just in Middletown, mainly because we have no services. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm trying to talk to the Department of Transportation, see if we can get a bus. We have a transitional veterans home over my Port 10, and they can't afford a chef right now. They're trying to figure out our daily bread. Is happy to provide lunches and already has a service, but we can't figure out how to get them in.
Right.
So I can't even get my service agencies and my transitional housing groups linked up because we have such a big problem down there, and then, you know, they get set up. So it's going to be a really big concern for me when we go to place housing, mm-hmm. and how I do it in a fair and more dispersed way than just one area of Middletown. And so I was really pleased as I went through to have this kind of expertise, because I know it's going to be a big struggle. And it's a big struggle everywhere.
Right.
We see more, you know, some of the tiny suburban areas are more spread out. But we have, I think, redefined sprawl south of the canal. It's much more difficult.
Any further comments or questions? Well, thank you very much for your service, and I think you two have taken, you know, the brunt of concerns, and you can start working now as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks. So you will be a quorum.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. You can meet right out here. Thank you again.
Thank you
very much for your willingness to serve, and we're excited to see this housing advisory committee get moving again. So we'll have colleagues hopefully coming along to help you with your work in the next month or so. So thank you. And our next appointee is Mr. Parson, who is not an unfamiliar face to those of us who are here. And I know that most people know you, but if you'd like to make an opening statement about who you are and then why you are interested in the planning board, that would be great.
Well, Daryl Parson, well, good afternoon. Good to see many of you again. I am an attorney here in Delaware, born and raised in the city of Wilmington. Went off to school, came back home, I guess in 2000, and have lived in the city or city of Newark ever since. Had the privilege of serving as county solicitor for a period of time, which was my involvement with a number of you, and I'm now in private practice here in the city. I was surprised by getting a call about the planning board. Have followed the Castle County, you know, generally since leaving the county. But I also recall the difficulty in having citizens serve on these boards. So after, you know, a little reflection, I said I shouldn't like to be part of the solution as opposed to be part of the problem. Everybody's busy in some way, shape, or form. So I decided I would pursue this opportunity to join the planning board and help out as things going forward.
We just really appreciate the willingness to serve. I mean, I think that you were here. There are lots of committees, lots of appointments that need to be made, and I know that the county executive's office has worked very hard to keep things moving, and we really appreciate your willingness to serve. Are there any questions or comments from council members? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Welcome back. Good to see you again. I'm happy to see that you're willing to volunteer, having been in the county for probably 4 years almost. I believe that you probably are going to be able to hit the ground running. You have certainly a background in understanding how this county is run and how land use is run. So I think that's going to help the board tremendously. They've been fairly busy. We've been doing quite a bit as far as development and looking at ordinances. And I'm happy to see, as their retirements are coming on that board, that you are certainly willing to step up and help. So thank you.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm very pleased to sponsor this resolution for Daryl and bring him back in this capacity. He does know what our challenges are. Even from being an attorney, being a solicitor, he's very familiar with some of the challenges we've had from a legal standpoint, and certainly understands the code. Daryl mentioned he was surprised to get the call. I was surprised when I realized he was coming back knowing what the challenges are. I mean, he's coming into this with his eyes wide open, but that shows true commitment. As we all know how challenging it can be for folks who serve on the planning board. So I welcome him back. I'm very pleased to have him back. And I think we're very fortunate to have someone of his caliber to serve in that capacity on the planning board.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions? Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming back. Thank you very much. And just between you and I, not saying anything to anybody else today, reading your bio here and your time at Newcastle County Office of Law, I can appreciate how difficult it was to find words to describe your association with us during that period. Silence is sometimes it was always appreciated.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley, I think. Anyone else? Well, thank you again for your willingness to serve. All of these nominations will be voted on next Tuesday night at the regularly scheduled council meeting. So you do not feel, if you live in the city and you want to stop by and say hi, that's great, but you are under no obligation to come to next week's meeting. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. All right. Well, is there anything under other? I do have an announcement. Our next meeting is Tuesday, March 19th. Yes. Oh, Sue, go ahead.
Just real quick, and this was something that was brought up when Ms. Bandy was at the end of the table. She talked about meeting certain types of people on the board, right? Because it's beginning to weigh a little heavy one way. I just want to let you know that council does have two vacancies available right now on the Board of Assessment. And so there are there are two spots that, that you can consider if you know someone that, that would be eligible and willing to sit on that board. And just real brief, the last one is the investment advisory board. So there are a lot of vacancies there. I think council's got three openings on that board as well. We've had only one person on that board, I believe, since its inception. And obviously that one person can't do anything. So it's just something to keep in the back of your mind that there are some council vacancies open. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else under other?
Yeah, the date was?
It's Tuesday, March 19th. Same as today, yes. Ms. Kilpatrick?
And we've had this discussion, can we start this meeting at 1:30 on that day so we can fit in the ethics training?
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we will be meeting at 1:30.
Right. 1:30 and at 2:30 to 3:30, we're going to do ethics and we're pushing land use out till 3:30 because we are mandated to do an ethics training. So we will do a one-hour ethics training. They prefer 2 hours, but I said if we do 2 hours, we have to break it up. Oh. So
land use is 3:30?
3:30.
We might be able, depending on how many nominations, we might even be able to do 1:30 to 2 for boards and commissions.
Right, yeah. But I have to have a static time for
right.
them to come in. So we're planning on ethics on March 19th at this point, at least 2:30 to 3:30, and it is a mandated training. Informational session. Forget the training, informational session. We, by state law, we have to.
Can somebody just send out a meeting request for that?
Could they send
something?
Tara sent out something for.
She sent out something for finance.
Yeah, it was for finance.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, no, because we didn't have to post yet, but we've been having this discussion because we've been trying to get this in since December, of course, sooner.
Okay, so 1:30 on the 19th of March. Yes, Mr. Smiley.
I'm just going to make an observation. Here we are in another situation where
I know
having the rolling agenda, whatever you want to call it,
right,
would be beneficial. And I am in discussions along with other things with Mr. Meagley already to try to work up something to bring back to council. Let's see. So just want to make that observation.
Thank you. Yes, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Just to tag on to that. I mean, we have precedent in how we ran the budget hearings last year, and that was kind of the pilot program to see if it worked, and it seemed to work fine. So, yeah, because now we have a land use meeting, but it's not until 3 o'clock.
Well,
I'll give you all a chance to ponder what wonderful things we'll be talking about.
Time in my office.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.